Timothy McVeigh's ashes have been turned over to his lawyers. He was cremated last night at a funeral home in Terre Haute, Indiana. McVeigh's execution dominated news coverage yesterday, and it was the topic of conversation across the country. NPR's Emily Harris reports some reaction to the final chapter of the Oklahoma City bombing.
In Fredericksburg, Virginia, tour guide Mark Davis drives visitors around to local sites in a bus made to look like an old-time trolley.
Good morning. I want to welcome you to historic Fredericksburg. Thanks for taking the trolley tour today. This is America's most historic city.
Since its founding 273 years ago, Fredericksburg has seen plenty of significant American events.
During the Civil War, four major battles were fought within about 15 miles of where we are right now.
In fact, but the thousands who died in the Civil War here passed away a long time ago. Now, the execution of Timothy McVeigh weighs more immediately on tour guide Davis's mind. Davis wears a clean white polo shirt with the company logo. On his belt, he carries a red, white, and blue cell phone, his personal salute to the American flag. Davis hates what McVeigh did, but he also hates the death penalty. McVeigh's blood, he says, is on everyone's hands.
We're killing, and I mean me. I'm responsible. I'm plunging that plunger or pulling that trigger or dropping that trap door as much as anybody is. I'm a citizen of this state and I'm a citizen of this nation, and it's my fault.
Davis went to church after the morning's tours to pray, he said, for McVeigh, his victims, and the nation. But other residents of Fredericksburg air no such anti-execution sentiments. Three blocks away at the Virginia Deli, a group of friendly men, all veterans over 70, nurse coffee in styrofoam cups. They joke about sex and talk about tax cuts. Edgar Morris says Tim McVeigh got what he deserved, but it took too long.
Because you're going on for 5 years now, 6 years, and man has become, half the people think, oh, the poor guy, that's the way they look at it. Why make him a martyr?
Across the table, Bill Knuckles agrees.
Well, like everybody else, I think he should have been executed a long time ago. I'm just sick of hearing about it, really.
McVeigh made the front page of the local paper, the Freelance Star, all 4 days running up to his execution. The day before he died, the story was bumped from above the fold only because of late-breaking local news. It was back on top again yesterday. Jim Mann is the paper's associate managing editor.
Our headline says, one man, 168 victims. And then we have all 168 names on the front page against a background of the bombed-out building. But we knew that we could not have the news of the execution this morning, so that's why we put the emphasis on the victims and our story dealing with them.
The Freelance Star is for sale at Fredericksburg's Hyperion Coffee Shop, a funky cafe with bright yellow-orange walls. Fredericksburg business owner Paula, who wouldn't give her last name, picks up a decaf with milk. She saw a quote in the paper from a bombing survivor who said she wouldn't waste her time watching coverage of McVeigh's execution. Paula agrees, but admits she's conflicted.
I have a real hard time with the death penalty, and this case is making it even harder because I believe that he needs to be punished, but I'm not sure that the death penalty is bad enough for him. You know, I almost feel like drawn and quartered sounds pretty good.
On a shady bench outside the Hyperion, Paula chats with her friend Laura Shepherd, a gardener. Shepherd says neither the execution nor the bombing really affected her life at all.
Do I think that it's right that somebody dropped a bomb and killed 168 people? Well, of course not. But is it any worse for me whether one person dies or 168 people that I don't know and would never have heard about unless there was, you know? I can't emotionally react to all that. I just can't.
As people here reflect on the first federal execution in 38 years, they take away different answers. Brittany Femia is a 12-year-old tourist visiting Fredericksburg with her family.
The point is he committed a crime and he killed so many people. Why shouldn't he be killed?
A woman 60 years older than Brittany has no concrete answer.
I don't know. I don't make those kinds of decisions in my mind.
Vicki Matthews is waiting for a train to go north to her granddaughter's high school graduation.
I never could make those kinds of decisions about who deserves to die. Ultimately, I think every fellow faces whatever it is he has done.
Matthews expects she'll be able to forget about Timothy McVeigh. She's just not sure when. but sooner, she suspects, than any of the survivors and family and friends of people lost in the Oklahoma City bombing. More than any other single emotion, people in Fredericksburg say they feel sad for those whose lives Tim McVeigh's bomb changed so dramatically. Emily Harris, NPR News, Fredericksburg, Virginia.